With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Approaching a midnight deadline, the Senate is preparing to give final approval to a new plan to prevent a government shutdown. The House passed the package late Friday in an overwhelming vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said senators had reached agreement to vote before the midnight deadline. The bill would temporarily fund federal operations and disaster aid, but drops President-elect Donald Trump's demands for a debt limit increase into the new year. Speaker Mark Johnson had insisted Congress would, quote, meet our obligations and not allow federal operators to shutter ahead of the Christmas holiday season. He also said Trump is happy with that outcome. President Biden expected to sign it into law. Also at SRNnews.com, there's been a migrant tragedy in the Greece sector of the Mediterranean.
The Greek Coast Guard said the incident occurred while the speedboat was carrying out dangerous maneuvers to try and evade a patrol vessel, causing migrants to fall into the sea. 18 of the migrants were rescued. Rescue workers on three Coast Guard vessels and a helicopter were working near the resort area of Afantou Beach in the northeast of the island of Rhodes. It remains unclear whether other passengers are missing, authorities add. Rhodes, one of several large Greek islands located near the coast of Turkey, is on a busy illegal smuggling route in the eastern Mediterranean. I'm Charles Villadasma.
Federal officials investigating the deadly West Texas collision between a Union Pacific train and a tractor-trailer hauling a wind turbine base are trying to understand why the tractor-trailer was stopped on the tracks. Two employees of Omaha, Nebraska-based Union Pacific were killed in the Wednesday crash at a railway crossing in Pecos. The National Transportation Safety Board says the crash derailed the train and caused the enormous wind turbine base to fly into the air and hit a building. You'll find more news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A battle over religious freedom in Ohio.
Alliance Defending Freedom is suing Montgomery County over its refusal to allow a Christian ministry access to a public grant program. Grace Haven provides help to victims of sex trafficking, but the county won't release any funding because it is a religious organization and hires only believers. ADF spokesman Jake Reed says, quote, "The government can't deny public benefits to a Christian ministry solely because of its religious character and exercise." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An appeals court in Louisiana has ruled that NASDAQ cannot require diversity on the boards of companies that list on the exchange. The decision comes more than 3 years after the Biden administration's Securities and Exchange Commission approved NASDAQ's effort to force companies to place greater numbers of homosexuals, women, and racial minorities on their boards. The proposed policy would have required most of the nearly 3,000 employees listed on the NASDAQ to have at least one homosexual on their board. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on an increase in flu cases.
The CDC says 13 states reported high or very high levels of flu-like illness last week. That's about double compared to the week before. One of those states is Tennessee. A clinic in Nashville is reporting as many as a quarter of its patients are reporting flu-like symptoms. No flu strain seems to be dominant, but it's too early in the season to know how good a match the flu vaccine will be. Flu experts suggest everyone get vaccinated, especially now, leading up to the holidays. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal regulator has sued JPMorgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says the banks failed to protect hundreds of thousands of consumers from rampant fraud on the popular payment network Zelle in violation of consumer financial laws. In the federal filed complaint, the agency asserts that banks rushed to get the peer-to-peer payments platform to market without effective safeguards. This is SRN News.